Omo.
I don't hear on a landlord side of the story, and true, waiting una they do no good. Waiting una they do these landlords no good.
A lot of people has eaten my money in this auto. Really. A lot of tenants have eaten my money. But I don't bother. Since they are not going to go with the house.
Yes.
That has made me to know that if you come from a particular area, I will not give you my house, because what the other man who came from that area did to me, I don't like living in the same compound, the same apartment, the same building with my tenant. Because they will always do something that will break your heart. Because as a tenant, you see a matured man who's ordinarily supposed to be responsible and reasonable. He will be behaving like a baby. Not because he's a tenant. His concern is, what will I do to hurt this man? For whatever reason, I don't know. Some tenants are funny.
What's up, hello people? Welcome to the Hello Podcast, where we have real-life conversations that help you grow. My name is Hara Chielu, and on this episode, we're talking about moving out. Omo, last week when we gathered for here, we just did talk our mind. Everybody just did pour. The people went talk say, landlord till their gari, landlord do this one, do that one, landlord chop all their money. It was bad, it was terrible. But it was one side of the story. Una no tell me. So I set out. I went, I say, I must hear the landlord side of the story, because not just they condemn the poor man, you know what they did. So I set out to find out what landlords have to say about these allegations, and what I discovered will shock you. Ha! Hey, una no tell me saying that's one of you. So you people have been running things in the house of your landlord. Yeah? Some of you people even go as far as fornicating. Not just fornicating, no. You people are doing hookup. Hookup. In fact, he says prostitution.
That's worse though. They're prostitutes.
Anyways, on this episode of Hello, we took the conversation to the landlord's house. Abizi his office. Sha anyone, sha. But we went to speak to a landlord to find out what he has to say, what landlords have to say in their defense for all of these things. And eventually I discovered that last, the landlord self, a human being on his side, and a waiting we they forget most times. Well, this is how the conversation went eventually. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. My name is Chief Nabubu Udeze Odomiri. I'm the Odomiri one of Bulatombo in Ogun local government area of Enugu State. I'm a titled holder.
Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. I told you earlier that when I spoke to people that are tenants, especially young people, they had a lot of allegations against landlords as usual. Because, of course, if you're going to hear from one party, to be like the other person, the bad person.
And
I want to hear your side of the story as a landlord.
Well, it's a good thing to talk about my experience as a landlord. For the little time I've owned the place here at Enugu. The summary is this. As a landlord, no landlord is a good man to a tenant. That is just it. It's either he's a wicked man, or a ritualist, or a 419er, and so on and so on. But all in all, it's fun. It's fun. That's it.
So let me quickly ask, right? Because I mean, the landlord is a human being eventually. You've not always been a landlord.
Yeah.
how did you become a landlord? Did you buy your first place? Did you build your first place? Or did you inherit the property from your father or something?
No, I never inherited it from my father.
I bought it from my mother.
What did you have in mind when you were buying your property?
All I had in mind was buying a place for
a better tomorrow,
to better my life, especially when I must have
Buffy food.
Yes.
I will use it as my something to sustain me, you know. That is it.
Okay. So people don't always say good things about their landlords. But even I was in a go phone for That means that when one person sees a snake, he will report that he has seen a python. So it's good to hear one side of the story and also hear the other side of the story. People rarely have good things to say about their landlords. Why do you think this is so?
Well, every tenant is an angel when he's parking into their house.
Yes.
Every tenant is always an angel when he or she is parking into the house. But know whether he or she is an angel after 6 months.
Yes.
The first 6 months, he will bring out an envelope containing his first character. Then after that, after 1 year, when his rent must have expired, he will now bring out the real envelope containing his real self. The real envelope containing his real self. When he was packing in, he dropped all those things behind. He tried to hide them.
All of them like this?
Yes. At least no 99.9%.
No exception.
99.9%.
Okay. But you used to be a tenant at some point. Were you like that?
Yeah. I was.
Okay. Right now, as a landlord, are you interested in changing the narrative that landlords are bad people? Are you interested in making people think that landlords are good people?
It is already enough for tenants to believe that landlords are very wicked. And no matter how you try to be good to the tenants, at the end of the day, they will still turn you the wicked man. What matters is what I am, not what you call me.
I get you.
What I am matters, not what you call me.
So you will do what you have to do, whatever they think is their word.
Get it.
All right.
My scripture made it very clear.
Yes.
That the wicked never come funny. So I try as much as possible not to do anything that will make me be a wicked man.
Yeah.
I don't care whether they call me a wicked man or not. The true fact is, am I indeed wicked?
Yes.
The answer is no. But they will call you a wicked man, so far as you're a landlord. Even if you tell them at the end of the year, take your rent, they will still call you a wicked man. That you are trying to take away their destiny to go and make money.
Yeah, and make more money. I get that. I never saw it like that. Of course, I don't have a landlord. I've not had a landlord for a long time. Anyways, part of the reports that people, part of what people say most times is that before they are able to move into houses, you'd hear landlords say that we won't let you into my house because you are not from my tribe. Do you do that?
No, it's not important and it's not necessary. Sometimes somebody from your tribe can even be the worst. Sometimes even better you bring somebody who is not from your tribe, because there will be that atom of fear.
Yes.
At that initial stage. But somebody that knows you very well, we know where you are placing your head, we know what you are made up of, will not regard you as anything.
But why do you think they do that?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
But you're not interested.
I'm not interested.
All right. So another one is young people usually say that people that are not married, right? Especially young boys, say that landlords don't like renting houses to them for reasons best known to the landlord. But I want to know, What are the reasons? Do you actually do that? Do you look at a young boy and say, I will not rent my house to you because you are young?
No. I rent house to everybody depending on what I see in you.
Okay.
Because we can as well. I think that a young boy is irresponsible, but he will turn out to be a very responsible person.
How do you tell that a responsible person?
Well, a responsible person is somebody who fears God.
Mm. So before you allow people to your house, you ask them if they fear God, or you...
You will not ask whether they fear God, because if you ask whether they fear God, the answer will be yes, we do.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says, by their fruit, we shall know them.
Yes.
Just give it a month, two, three. You will see what the stuff is made up of. So I give out to anybody that I know, my spirit tells me to give out to.
As long as he can afford the rent.
Yes, as long as you can afford the rent. By the end of the day, you start proving otherwise. When the rent expires, I'll give you a quick notice. Then you continue hovering around until they will know you as one of the bad eggs.
Okay, so about the bad eggs now, right? About the bad eggs. One of the things that people find difficult with landlords is that landlords will say, I don't know the work you are doing. I cannot rent house to you. Or when day breaks in the morning, you don't go out to go and work. You must be a Yahoo boy. Of course, there are people that don't go out to work, but they work from their house. I mean, since COVID, people started working from their house. But landlords often don't agree. They believe that everybody that is working in their house is a Yahoo boy. Do you do that?
No.
Do you have experience of young people that, you know, they don't have normal jobs, but they live in your house and you allow them?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's also go a little bit further and talk about landlords encroaching on the space of their tenants. You know, there are a friend of mine, right, was telling me that he rented a house, and some months later, after paying his rent, the landlady knocked on his door early in the morning. He opened the door and she was trying to enter inside. I said she wanted to do inspection in the house. Is that normal?
No.
Did you do that?
No.
Why did they do that? I want to understand. What's the logic behind it? Is it...
They are not... The action is... If I will use this word, it's uncalled for. Because if you want to give a house to a tenant, in the first place, you try to carry out a survey about the house. Know those things that are good. Know those things that the tenant is coming to take over. So, the time he has already parked is not a good time for you to come outside, check here. Want to check this or that or that. No, 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 no. Rather, when he wants to park out, you can now come and take inventory of what and what and what are the damages.
Yes. So that you can now
ask him to repair.
So they actually be repaired before they leave. They have to wait.
Some do. Some don't. Some will even pack out without you knowing.
So what do you do to protect yourself from that?
Well, that is why every landlord has to be very, very careful. That's why every landlord has to be very careful. So, if you are ready to take it, you will see it. Fine. If you want to take it, other than that, by going to the police report, fine. But for me, I don't do that. If you stay in my house, at the end of the day, you want to go, with take a cap, I will leave you. Judgment belongs to God.
Is that not like losses on your part?
Well, it is, but you don't gain in everything. You don't gain in everything. You lose here, you gain there.
Amazing. Let's talk about exorbitant agent fees. Because when people are trying to move into new houses, you'd see houses that they'll tell you the rent is 300,000, but you have to pay 150,000 agent fee or other fees. So rent is 300,000, but at the end of the day, before you move into the house, you have to pay 500,000. Why is this so? What are the differences? The thing is not clear, but why is it like that?
Well, it is a societal norm. It does not, it has nothing to do with a landlord.
what the landlord is interested in is rent.
Mm. So it's not the landlord's fault?
No. What the landlord is interested, because the landlord is not going to in any way benefit from the agent fee, whatever name you call it.
But do the landlords not like liaise with the agents?
No. For me, I don't do that. I can't speak of others.
Mm.
For me, I don't do that. What I'm interested in is my rent.
Okay, so you if the tenant comes directly to you, you are fine?
Yes, if you come directly to me or to my lawyer, you still have to pay lawyer's fee.
Okay, but there is a lawyer's fee.
There is a lawyer's fee that will enable him to do all the documentation. Yes.
It's all right. So generally, what advice would you give to a young person that's moving into a house or that's currently staying in a house so that the issue of wicked landlord kind of stuff?
There will always be the issue of wicked landlord. And there will always be issue of a wicked tenant. But sometimes I try to see reason why some landlords are very wicked, if there's anything like wicked.
Yes. Yes. You seem to have a lot of experience. I'm interested in hearing the story. I'm nearly hearing.
Yes. Sometimes
the worst tenant you've met. You don't have to call names, but what tenant do to you?
A lot of people has eaten my money in this auto.
Really?
A lot of tenants have eaten my money. But I don't bother. Since they are not going to go with the house.
Yes.
That has made me to know that if you come from a particular area, I will not give you my house, because what the other man who came from that area did to me.
But this is what we talked about, tribe now.
Well, sometimes somebody from Enugu or Abia or Imo, you know, they can be funny sometimes.
They have a particular way of doing things.
Yes, like somebody from Bisi, I can't fit in my house. I can't get somebody from Mugwa my house.
Okay. Why?
It's always, I don't know exceptions.
Would you not just...
One out of 100.
Would you not look at the person? You said you were going to look at the person's behavior.
Sometimes appearance deceased. It's just recently a friend put an advantage person in my house. See, not all. I cannot put an exam man in my house. I prefer an easy man. Because among all the advantage keys, Izzy is the best, even though they're hot-tempered.
Wow, I'm asking. All these things, people say these people are hot-tempered, these people, they are wicked, these people, they are... Is it the same? Because not everybody from your village behaves the same way.
Yes, but majority does that.
In your village, there are also wicked people. There are also...
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Why not? Where does that? Majority. When one person... come to do one particular thing, and that person repeated it, another person repeated it, then you see there's their...
It's not a pattern.
Yeah, it's their pattern.
Because this thing usually happens in Lagos. You go to houses and you hear things like...
I don't give anybody from MBC my house. Obo, I don't give Obo my house. I don't give Ungwa my house. I don't give... Exactly. My house.
So what would the tenants do? Right? What would you see in the tenants, like over a period, and you say, I love these tenants?
A tenant that will respect the compound, that pays your rent as at when due, that has the interest of other tenants at heart, and above a tenant that fears God. Of course, it is when you fear God that you can do all this. A tenant that does not see quarreling as a solution to
every problem.
A tenant that does not encourage rumor mongering in the house. That's when you say a tenant is good. What concerns him is his apartment and his work. Gets up in the morning, take care of his apartment, and go to his work. And meanwhile, we do the same. And try to bring up their children in the same manner.
Do you think that when landlords live in the same house with the tenants, that usually causes quarrel?
Sorry?
Would you prefer to live in a different house?
Yes.
From where your tenants live?
Yes.
Because people say that I don't like my landlord.
Most people don't like living in a compound where the landlord lives.
But you don't like living in the house with your tenant.
I don't. It's just because of matter of car help.
Yeah.
If not, I'm not supposed to. I don't like living in the same compound, the same apartment, the same building with my tenant. Because they will always do something that will break your heart.
So you prefer to just leave it to the lawyer?
Leave it to the lawyer. Once in a while, I come and see how the house is taken care of. Because as a tenant, you see a matured man who's ordinarily supposed to be responsible and reasonable. He will be behaving like a baby. Not because he's a tenant. His concern is, what will I do to hurt this man? For whatever reason, I don't know. Some tenants are funny. Some, not all. But you get some tenants, oh my God. You want to keep them because they will always take the house as their own. I have some of them in this compound. They will come in, wake up in the morning, they will take broom, sweep the whole compound. A man with family. Then clear the whole compound. A man with family. I have so many of them in this compound. In fact, this compound is blessed. There's only very few funny human beings, but God is in charge.
Why do landlords not like people, young people that are not married?
The issue is that young men who are not married, it seems to be
a risk.
Not really a risk. That is youthful exuberance, coming back late, bringing all kind of mommy in the house. And all that. You know? They don't...
Does it have any effect on you?
Yes. But you don't know who is bringing a good person.
Yeah, so it's like...
You don't know the kind of person that bring it.
He's putting you at risk.
Yes. Yes.
I was talking to another landlord and he told me about how sometimes when you allow young people, they get into trouble. And when the police comes, is the landlord there? No.
Yes, definitely. Whatever happens in a compound, it is the landlord that is the first port of call. Be good or bad, it is the landlord. So far you are living there. But if you are not living there, it's entirely a different ballgame.
So you are just trying to protect yourself when you say young or married people, stay away.
Yes.
So these young or married people, where do we want them to go to?
Well, it's not that all of them are like that, though. There are some of them that are reasonable. There are some of them that are God-fearing. But there's no way you expect me to give all these boys that fry their head, my house. Because it says, by their fruit you shall know them. Tomorrow you see smoking away in your house. And when he has entered, before you take him out of the house, you go to court and you'd be risking your life because he must have half his guns. That is that. That is one of the reasons why it's not encouraging to bring all these young boys into their compound.
How about young women?
They are the worst, too. They are prostitutes. They are prostitutes. It is difficult to get any reasonable woman who is unmarried, who will be reasonable.
Okay.
99.9% of any girl or woman that is not married, it is difficult for you to get anyone that is not a prostitute.
That means that people that are getting married now, there's no way to get married to now. There's no good person to marry.
No, there are. There are God-fearing women. But it is difficult.
But you just say 99.9.
Yes, that percent, 1%.
No, that 1% is what everybody is here for.
Well, that 1% is what everybody is coming here. But the summary is this. There is no good landlord as far as a tenant is concerned. Number one. Number two, every tenant is an angel when he's packing into a house. Number three, when a tenant stays 6 months, that's when you know whether he's a good tenant or not. Because he will bring out the first envelope. Then after 1 year, he'll bring out the hand envelope. I have one who came up here and told me that I should pack down. So that she will pack up because the toilet pit came there.
Okay,
so that she can't stay there. I, well, even when I was trying to explain to her that let's allow the rain to stop a bit before we embark on that job, since she wants that job done immediately. Such people, and because she has no husband, because the moment a woman has a husband, then she's subject to certain control. Somebody can tell her, stop that thing you're doing. But when she don't have a husband, she can do anything. They can do anything. They can do anything.
So women in on their own, they don't think...
It is not easy to get good ones out of them, those men that are their own. It is difficult to get good ones out of among them. If it's difficult, I'm not saying it's not possible, but it is difficult. One out of 100. That's why it's not encouraging. Before you put a woman in the house, you'll find out, is she married?
So the same with men and women?
The same thing with men. So
I'm now asking the people that are not married, where would they now go and live at?
They will repent. Because of what is happening, they will repent. Because if you repent, a new life comes into you. The Bible says, when one is in Christ, is a new creature. Say, all things have passed away. All things have become new. All things have become new, including your character.
So then she can't
be your way of life.
She can't repent before they can find where to stay.
There is no way. The only way out is to accept Jesus Christ as a personal mother. Outside that, look, the flesh is a very wicked thing. Because the flesh will always dictate to you what to do. The flesh will never tell you good thing. The flesh makes you to begin to look at yourself as...
So before they can find a house, they need to repent.
Repentance is not by force, but because of what they may have been going through, the only solution is for them to give their life to Christ, for their life to be changed, so they will become better citizens in the society. So they can be acceptable in the society. Okay, all these criminals you are hearing, the kidnappers, the unknown government, are they not living in people's house? They are living in people's house. They will go out, when they come back, they come back in a different form with their gun. They know where they hide their gun. But if they are repeat, they are true and good citizens. They will not do that. So it's not good.
So in summary, they should change and become better people.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate this.
You're very welcome.
No, sir. That's all.
That's all we have today on the Elu Podcast. If you enjoyed this, do well to let us know via Instagram at @Elu_podcasts. And if you found this helpful, please share with the people you love. My name is Harachi Elu, and until next time, Udo.